Okay, good morning, everyone. This is a bit of a surprise. Gedalia asked me to do the class, so how can you say no to Gedalia? So I didn't really prepare anything, and obviously it's a fast today, so I'm sure we all feel a little bit weak, so we'll say a nice short piece, something inspirational to go into Shabbat. So also, Baruch Hashem, I started giving classes every Monday night, so I have some stuff on my mind. So there's a very famous Musar book. It's called Mesiat Yesharim. And it was written by the Ramchal, who's now buried in Tveria, and he used to learn with angels. In this Musar book, he writes, "Ma tachbul otav shel Adam? What's the purpose of a man? Why did Hashem create the world? Why did Hashem create this big, massive universe with so many distractions and so many things going on?" A couple lines later, he says, "The whole purpose of this creation, the whole purpose of why we're here, is lehenot miziv hashchina. We have to derive a benefit from the divine light. Meaning, what's the divine light? The Torah." Hashem created this world in order to give to us, in order to do good, in order to do acts of kindness. And there's the Torah, obviously. The Torah stems from the word Hora'ah, instructions. So we basically have an instruction manual to live the best possible life. I'm sure everybody in this room, in one way or another, knows someone or is personally going through some type of a difficult time. And it's very important to say that if a person is going through a difficult time, whether it's looking to get married, or whether it's staying married, or whether it's in the business world, or whether it's with yourself, it's a very good sign from Hashem. Because when a person is going through a difficult time, it's a direct indicator that Hashem loves you, he's thinking about you, and he cares about you. And the proof is that imagine the person has a daughter who goes out late. She goes out late, and the parents are texting her, "When are you coming home?" You know, they're on top of her, there's pressure. And then pitom, she starts going out a couple weeks later, and the parents stop messaging her, the parents stop calling her. She's in the feel the absence of the pressure of her parents, and she's in the think to herself, where'd that love go? It's the same thing in our lives. When we feel that it's hard, when we feel that it's difficult, when we feel that the pressure is high, it means that Hashem loves us. Because if Hashem didn't care about us, if he didn't want to hear our voice, if he didn't want us to pray to him, to learn, etc., he would say, okay, take all the money you want, take the perfect girl, take everything you need, I don't want to hear from you. But the fact that it's difficult, the fact that it's hard, it's a direct sign that Hashem cares about us. And many times I got asked in the past, how do you do the same things every day in Judaism and not get bored of it? It's like a routine. You pray every day. You learn every day. It's the same thing. It becomes almost like habitual. It's like a habit. There's a verse by Rabbeinu Bachya. He writes, "Achara ma'asim nimshach alevavot." After the action, then the heart follows. Meaning the inspiration is going to come after. But the whole purpose of the darkness, the whole purpose of the difficulty in our life is for Hashem to see where our faith is. By the way, faith stands for forward all issues to Hashem. I didn't make that one up, but give the credit to Rabbi Malko from Lakewood, if he's listening to this. And bitachon, bypass Instagram and TikTok and choose Hashem over nonsense. Ego, easing God out. Should we continue? So basically, the whole purpose of the difficulty in our life is for Hashem to see where is your heart at. It's easy to come when there's the wedding day and to put on the suit and to be happy. It's easy to come on the bar mitzvah, the party, the celebration, and to say, oh Hashem, you're real, you're here. But what about balelot? Our faith is tested in when it's dark, when it's hard. And, you know, a couple months ago, I had the honor to go to Israel and to interview the Yanuka, and he told me something that I'm never going to forget. He said, people go to rabbis for a blessing, and people go to the doctor for the refuah shlema, and people go to the bank for the money, and people go to the matchmaker for the shidduch. Everyone's going to all the messengers, but why is no one going to Hashem directly? Why is no one going to the koyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go get what they need? And I can tell you from myself, interviewing and meeting all the big rabbis in the world, it's the same message to me constantly. It's like, Hashem, the only place I need to look personally, talking to myself, when I need something is within myself. How can I grow? Like Gedalia always says, how can you increase your vessel and allow Hashem to give you? How can you show Hashem that I'm responsible to get married? I'm responsible to uphold this business and to give money to charity and to not use it for the wrong things. I'm responsible to have really healthy relationships in my life. How do we show Hashem? By the closer that we get to Him. It's very simple. It says in Masechet Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Amud Bet, Tractate Kiddushin, the Gemara, on page 30b, Hashem says, Barati Yetzer Hara, Barati Torah Tavlin. He created the evil inside of us. He created this voice that's attracting us to do bad, to speak bad about others, to go to the wrong places, whatever it is. And He created the cure. What's the cure? The Torah. For whatever reason, Hashem systematically designed the world where when we look inside into the Siddur, I once heard Rabbi Ada speaking by the Kotel, and he was saying that when don't pray or don't learn Baal Peh, don't say it from the top of your head. Open the Sidur and look inside and pray. Open the learning Sefer, whatever it is, and look at the words. Because the way Hashem designed the world is that these words that you're reading, these Hebrew words, for whatever reason it is, it's food for your soul. The same way your body needs food and you need to drink, obviously not today, it's a fast. The same thing with our soul. The darkness we feel inside of us is a message from Hashem saying, I want you to get closer to me. It says in Shara Bitachon, Pachat Pachati Vayetayeni. Hashem is saying, I gave you the fear, I gave you the anxiety, the depression, the crazy thoughts. One second you're here, one second you're there. Of course, me, I'm a Gemini. I gave you all this madness going on in your head. Why? For the purpose to talk to me and to come closer to me. And that's really life in a nutshell. The whole purpose of everything hard going on in our life is to get closer to Hashem. And the closer we get to Hashem, obviously we prayed Netz just now, which beautiful. Continue it throughout your day. Think before you speak. Don't speak bad about someone else. Call a friend and help someone. Think about who can I help today? What good can I do for someone? To say something personal. I have a friend that's struggling. Maybe you guys have seen my status or whatever it is. I was raising money for him. I raised over $2,500 for him the past 24 hours. And last night I took him to go shopping and I filled up his gas. I bought him a bunch of food and we took him to Walmart. Why? Because I have a friend that's struggling. Thank God I have the means to help him. So I thought, okay, Hashem, I want to go help my friend. Do you know what it says in the Gemara? That Hashem says that if you have someone in your life, let's say a poor person that you know that's struggling, and you help that poor person, you take the responsibility to help that person. Hashem says, scream out to me, scream out, call me, and Hashem's going to run to you. Hashem says, let's say Jonathan helps someone, he screamed out to Hashem, I'm right here, what do you need? Because when a person takes upon themselves the obligation to help other people, you elevate yourself and you're emulating Hashem. And right away Hashem wants to help you with whatever you need. And it's the same thing with marriage, it's the same thing with everything. The key to a happy, successful marriage, I know I'm not married, but I can tell you just from seeing and experience, is to nullify yourself. When a man makes himself a nobody and makes the woman the queen, she's gonna make him the king. You're not giving to take, you're giving to give. And this is basically our life in a nutshell. When we look into ourselves and say, how can I make myself a better person? Instead of, like Gedalia always says, it's my favorite thing he talks about. Instead of reacting constantly to what's going on and saying, oh, but this is not going for me and that, etc. Take it as a blessing. Take it as a cleanse. A person didn't hurt you. They're giving you an opportunity to give them compassion and forgiveness so they could do the same thing for you in Shamayim. No one does anything bad to you. You might think, oh, well, they hurt me. They said this about me. They took away my shidduch. This is no such thing. Thank everybody who ever hurt you. Thank Hashem for exactly what you're going through. And you're going to see things start to open up for you in your life. And to remember, the tears open the gates and the happiness breaks through them. You want to be always in a state of happiness. To be besimcha in Hebrew, bet sin mem chete has the same letters as machshava, mindset. It's all about our mindset. It's all about our perspective and our attitude. When we see that everything good is happening from Hashem, nobody can hurt us, and to humble ourselves, no one can touch us. Nafshi la'afar, l'kol tiyeh. When we make ourselves like the afar, Hashem's going to make us like hakol. Yoshev beseter, elyon. You sit in quiet, Hashem's going to say, elyon, I'm going to rise you. And to constantly just to work on ourselves and to say, Hashem, everything's from you. To talk to Hashem throughout your day. Last week, Gedalia took me to a field, like 5 minutes from here by the Aventura Business Park. And he said, I spent 10 years in this field fighting battles. And I started to do it myself, you know, come every now and then. Obviously, I'm not on the level to do an hour. I come 10, 20 minutes. I put my phone in the car. I talk to Hashem and I see miracles. Just yesterday, literally talking to you guys, I'm living it. I ordered a flip phone. You know, for a couple of weeks I started leaving my phone in the car while I'm praying. I don't have my phone on me. I'm recording through her. You see how Hashem sent the phone to record the message, and you just start to see slowly when you work on yourself and you disconnect from this world, you're able to connect so much more to Hashem. Because there's only so much that we can fill up the realm. There's only so much we could fill up with. If a person goes and eats a massive meal or whatever it is, there's not gonna leave that much space for Hashem. Obviously, you can use physicality to elevate it to spirituality. You can make a bracha before you eat. You can take the money which is physical and you can give it to tzedakah. There's ways to elevate the physicality to the spirituality. But the more that we focus on so much physical, we're not allowing the spiritual to pour through. And the more that we allow the opening for the Hashem to come through, by praying, by learning Torah. You know, learning Torah is the most powerful thing that a person can do. Gemara specifically is written in Aramaic. So when we learn Gemara, the angels don't speak, they don't understand Aramaic, and the learning goes straight through to Shamayim. Gemara also, according to the Arizal, stands for Gavriel, Michael, Raphael, Uriel, right? Gimel, Mem, Resh, Aleph. These are four angels that come down and protect you, even just by opening the Gemara. And of course, the power of learning Gemara is that there's halacha inside, there's musar, there's midrash, there's parasha. Everything is all there in the Gemara for a person to learn. And don't think, oh, well, I'm never gonna be a Talmid Chacham. I'm never gonna be some righteous person. I don't even know how to read. Start by learning 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day. Find a chavruta after mincha arvit. All these little efforts that we do in order to come closer to Hashem are huge in the long run. That's why Yaakov Avinu was called Yaakov. Why? Because Esav came out first, but Yaakov he grabbed onto the heel of Esav. You might think it's belittling to name one of our forefathers heel, but it's about the principle that yes, Yaakov wanted to be the Bechor, and he tried to, and he fell short, but he still grabbed onto the heel of Esav, showing the importance of the little efforts in our life. We shouldn't think that just because we're starting to do a little 5 minutes of learning or 5 minutes of talking to Hashem or putting on tzitzit, let's say only Shabbat, or if it's hard for you to keep Shabbat, only keeping the first hour. It's not true. It's a heck of a lot better to start doing small things and in 6 months from a year from now to become a complete Baal Tshuva or whatever it is, than opposed to taking all the spiritual obligations onto yourself in one shot and in a week or two burning out. It's about a relationship. And to constantly take out of your mind all the bad things that people told you and etc. And I can promise you from personal experience, the more that you get closer to Hashem, it's like imagine you have a cup, and in that cup you have water and you have oil. The water is always in the seep to the bottom. The water represents Torah. The oil represents the Yetzihara, meaning all the brainwash we have from the world and all the things people told us and all the painful things and etc. All the connections to the physical world. The water is the Torah, and if you notice that the more that you pour water into, you could try this at home. The more that you pour water into a cup with oil, the water will seep to the bottom, eventually to the point where the oil will completely fall out of the cup. Showing you that the more that a person puts Torah into his life, even if you're driving in the car 5 minutes, you know, you can play a quick shiur, you're walking to the gym, you're going to work, whatever it is, talk to Hashem, say, Hashem, please help this deal go through. You're going on a date, Hashem, mikveh before, of course, Hashem, please help me that this date will be successful. Please Hashem, throughout my day, the more that a person brings in Hashem into his life, they're replacing the oil, which is that fragmented hardwiring of whatever we learned before, and we're replacing it with a new DNA. And we're taking out the oil to the point where a person can become a complete person. A person can be a happy person. Yes, we're not always going to feel motivated. We're not always going to have amazing days. You know, we all have difficulties, and it's not realistic to have a life full of inspiration. But what I can tell you is that it's all about the consistency. Hashem wants to see the more that we're consistent, the more that we show up, the more that we show Hashem that even when we're not feeling it, we're gonna do it. The good things are gonna come. There's a pasuk that says "Umeaz yatzam matok," showing us that after all the difficulty, after all the darkness, after all the hardships and etc., one day it's gonna be sweet. One day that single person who was faithful to Hashem, you know, he guarded his eyes, speaking for the men, of course, kept the brit, did all the things that he could do and spoke and was happy. You know, Masechet Gitin comes before Kiddushin. The Gemara of getting divorced comes before the one of getting married. Why would Hashem be teaching us how to get divorced before we get into the marriage? Teaching us that a person has to divorce himself before he marries a woman. A person needs to work on himself and learn how to be a giver before he brings that woman into his life. And it's not just about being single to be upset. It's about being single and being happy. Or being married and not being in the best marriage and learning how to be happy. Because I can tell you, when a person connects, talking to myself, when a person connects to Hashem above anything, you don't listen to what's happening, what people are saying, you disconnect from the world as much as you can, you fill in Hashem, more Hashem, more Hashem. Shurim, there's thousands on the internet. The Torah is not missing today. Everyone, if they want to, can get a chavruta. Everyone, if they want to, could do a small effort. And Bezrat Hashem, if you take upon yourself a small effort to get closer to Hashem, you're going to see miracles open up for you in your life. And it might not always happen instantly. There's no contingency that I'm going to get closer to God. He's going to do things for me. Part of the relationship with Hashem is not doing things to receive. It's doing things because you actually genuinely want a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to actually come to Hashem and to laugh with Him and to cry with Him and to talk to Him. Hashem is the best listener. Hashem is the best therapist. How many times I speak to Hashem and I see afterwards, I came in, my head was all over the place, I spoke to Hashem, I shut off the technology, and pitom I feel amazing. It's not a coincidence. Hashem is there, He wants to hear our voice, He wants to talk to us, and it says here in the Baruch Shemar that Baruch Gozer Umkayem. We say it every single morning. Hashem decrees the difficulty, Umkayem, and He fulfills it. What does that mean? Hashem is Gozer, meaning He decrees that a person has to go through X, Y, and Z. And then Umkayem, He fulfills, meaning He gives us all the tools in our toolbox in order that we have everything we need. We have everything inside of us in order to overcome this challenge. Another important thing, we say in the Hallelujah every single morning. Hashem gives enough cotton to keep us warm in the winter, and He also has enough sand in the world to soak up the rain. Showing you so many times in the tefillah that we read every single day that Hashem is giving us exactly what we need in order to overcome our difficulties. We just have to believe in ourselves. And when we believe in ourselves, it opens up a world of potential. And Bizrat Hashem, we should only work on ourselves, and we should grow, and we should come closer to Hashem, and to understand that sometimes we can be doing all these things, we can be growing, and we could be saying, well, Hashem, what's going on? I heard a story recently from Rav Meir Eliyahu, a speaker from Israel, that is just really inspired me and shook me to my core. He gave a class in Queens, and after the class, there was a couple that wasn't able to have children for 10 years. They were probably both around 30 years old. They came up to him afterwards in the car, and they were crying, religious couple. And Rav Meir Eliyahu said, where's your emunah? And the couple said, well, we went to all the doctors, and you know, my wife's not able to get pregnant, etc. The doctor said, when I'm going to grow hair on the palm of my hand, that's when your wife is going to get pregnant. Obviously, we learn in the Torah not to put our trust, Al tiftechu bin divin, b'ven adam shen lo teshuah, don't put your trust in any human being because they don't have your salvation. Rav Meir Eliyahu said something very powerful. He said, take upon yourself something so, when you want something big from Hashem, you have to give Hashem something big. Take upon, he thought of this, take upon yourself to start learning with your wife, Chavruta Shulchan Aruch, me'alef ataf. Learn with her every single day, whatever it was, 30 minutes, an hour. Take upon yourself this big, big thing to learn all the halachot, and you're going to see a miracle. 1 year later, Rav Meir Eliyahu gets a phone call in Israel, and it's from that same guy inviting him to be a sandag by his Brit Milah. So at the Brit Milah, everybody was emotional, and everyone was making a joke. Ah, grow hair on the palm of your hands. Where's that doctor now? Let's talk to him. So you just see that I'll tell you a personal story, by the way. You see, look at my hands. You see how this hand doesn't go down all the way? I have a disease in my hand. It's called Kienbach's disease. There's 5 or 6 bones in your wrist that make up your hand, and the middle one is called the lunar or the lunate bone. So for some reason, for me, when I was 19 years old, the middle bone in my hand doesn't receive blood supply. So I thought it was a sprained wrist, and I went to after a couple of months of pain, I went to a professional, and they basically told me we need to do a surgery that's going to take away 80% range of motion from your hand. Obviously, as a 19, 20-year-old kid, you know, you're scared. You know what? It's like, well, I'm going to lose my hand, and I have scars and everything. I remember clearly, I for the first time in my life, I left the doctor and I was like, this guy is a moron. Hashem, you're the one that's in control. And he was a Jewish guy too. A couple of months went by. We went to another doctor in the city and we went to do an x-ray again. And he gave a better option, 40% range of motion loss, but I still wasn't having it. And in between the first appointment and the second one with the new doctor, I was praying to Hashem constantly and telling him, Hashem, it's all you. I'm not giving up. And a couple weeks went by again after the second x-ray. All of a sudden, we get a phone call from the doctor saying we have to have a Zoom. It's an emergency Zoom. I get onto the Zoom, and the doctor says, this is obviously a very rare disease. There's probably 250,000 cases to this day that exist. There's not enough research on it. It's all trial and error surgeries, and I don't want to do trial and error on my hand. You know, I wasn't having it. And we got onto the Zoom. And the whole weeks I was trusting Hashem, saying it's you, it's not the doctor. I don't believe in what he's saying. I believe in you, Hashem. You could do anything for me. And I also asked myself, you know, what was I doing wrong with my right hand? And I used to play basketball on Shabbat. So I said, okay, I'm going to stop. I accepted to stop playing basketball on Shabbat because you shoot with your right hand, whatever it is. After all this, I get onto the Zoom and the doctor says, I never saw this before. Obviously, it's like a very rare disease, but I never saw this before. It seems that your wrist was deteriorating, but the deterioration stopped. So no surgery. Continue your life as normal. And after we got off that phone call, a couple weeks go by, the pain went away completely. Until this day, you see my hand, it deteriorated, but it stopped. Meaning, maybe that was the whole test. Maybe when I said, Hashem, it's you, he gave me this difficulty and he took it away. He recognized that I put my trust in him, not the doctor. And maybe there was some decree for me, for my hand. I don't know what it is. But I'm testifying, I'm alive, you know, person, until this day. And I haven't spoken to that doctor since, and they were both Jewish, and I put it in their face, like, you see how you're wrong, and Hashem is real, whatever, but that's just me being Jonathan. But till this day, no pain, no issues, no problems. I have a little modifications when I work out, but that's basically about it. And I appreciate it and love Hashem till this day. And really, the message is to myself, of course, that when we have something difficult in our lives, and when it looks like everything's falling apart, put the trust in Hashem. And eventually, if you put the trust in Hashem long enough, you're going to see a miracle. B'zrat Hashem, we should all merit to come close to Hashem, to grow to Him, to believe in ourselves that we can do it, and not to believe in ourselves in the egotistical way where it's kochi ve'otzem yadi. To believe in ourselves in the sense that Hashem woke us up this morning, He put our neshama back into our body, and we have the potential to do anything. And when we recognize and understand that the mere proof that Hashem believes in us is the fact that we're breathing. The fact that we're breathing and alive and here is a testimony from Hashem that I believe in you. Yesterday is in the past. A form of avodah zarah is to actually worship the person that you used to be yesterday. It says, "Am chadesh betuvo bechol yom tamid maaseh bereshit." God's constantly hitting refresh on the world. So the mistake that we made yesterday, or even 5 minutes ago, or even a second ago, is erased. We have to recreate ourselves with the world being recreated and to recognize that there's always going to be an opportunity to grow and to come closer to Hashem. And we're supposed to make mistakes. We're supposed to fall. It's a part of the process. Remember, Baruch Kevod Hashem Mimekomo. Praise and bless Hashem from exactly where you're at. Don't think, oh, well, if I would have done this and if I would have known that, I'd be in a better place in my life right now. Exactly where we are in our life right now is exactly where we're meant to be. And our only obligation or responsibility, or you can say opening of the new door, is to start from where we're at and to go higher. My name is Jonathan Ben Shimon, and I approve this message.